Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Barbara Snodgrass, and I want to cancel my order, please.
All right, may I have your zip code, please?
0683.
Okay, you said 0683.
No, 30683.
All right. And you said that first name was Barbara.
Yes.
And Snodgrass.
Snodgrass.
Snodgrass. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. And for security purposes, can I get you to verify that shipping address on file for me, please?
747 Parkview Road, Winterville, Georgia.
All right. Give me one moment. Waiting for all your information to load up. All right, and this was for the Kitchen Aid sweepstakes, and I'm showing that this account has already been canceled, looks like, as of the 24th.
So I'm going to be refunded because I haven't seen anything.
All right. Now, did it offer a product?
Nope, never
time?
Got a product. Nope.
Okay. Give me one moment. Let me view over the notes that was left behind here. All right. So it looks like a full refund has already been processed. As of the 24th, it looks like when you called in on the 23rd, you refused to verify any information. They noted for the account to be canceled, and they also noted for the full refund of that $7.95. So allow it at least 5 to 7 business days for it to show back up into your account.
Okay, great. Yeah, it was sketchy to begin with, so that's why. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you for calling customer support.